listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. Our country's rental crisis won't be improving anytime soon, according to a new report by the Reserve Bank. It predicts skyrocketing prices and low vacancy rates will stick around for years, with sluggish home construction largely to blame. Police have cracked down on a criminal syndicate accused of laundering $1.7 million in stolen cash. Four people from Brisbane, Adelaide and Melbourne have been charged after allegedly setting up more than 80 bank accounts with stolen identities to transfer money out of Australia. Emotions have been running high in federal parliament today during a debate on whether Nazi symbols should be banned. Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson getting into a heated exchange with Labor Minister Murray Watt.
President, Senator Watt said the most disgraceful thing, and he's to withdraw it. I am disgusted in you.
Thank you, Senator Henderson.
It comes after allegations that Senator Henderson urged Victoria's Liberal leader not to expel an MP who attended a rally gatecrashed by a neo-Nazi group. The New South Wales Premier and opposition leader are making their final pitch to voters ahead of tomorrow's state election. And the TGA has proposed banning all flavoured vapes to clamp down on the growing addiction young people face and a vaping black market, with some doctors suggesting it's a public health emergency.